You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offers steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Liza, Parachute, California Designed In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So, head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin. Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating one of you, our incredible listeners, who are heading over to strshare.com. Annette,
I'm really excited about this STR Share.
If you go to strshare.com and you share everything you can about your short-term rental, we will share you here on the podcast and on our Instagram account every Sunday. All right, Annette, now it's time. Who are we sharing this week?
Today, we are sharing Our Happy Place Cabin. Again, that's Our Happy Place Cabin. And they are in Broken Bow. And this call out that I specifically want to say about this property is for anyone that is building a short-term rental in the future or doing any sort of renovations. When I think about value in adding amenities, this particular home has 3 king suites.
Nice.
And I'm telling you, when you've got family coming, grandma and grandpa, maybe brother, sister, they can have their spouses. Every person can have their own bathroom. There is so much value in that. So I want you to, if you're on the lookout for a new property, I just think that is so much value. I used to have a property that was very similar, and it was just, but it had 2 suites, those 2 en suites, and it crushed the other that was very similar but did not have the en suite. So I just want you to pay attention to that. The next thing, though, I want to share is even if you don't have these 3 en suites, I do want to ask the question off of Our Happy Place Cabin with their 3 king suites. Could you bring in more king-size beds?
Right.
So if you're at that queen and you think you could bring it up to a king, you've got the space, I highly recommend doing that. But well done, Our Happy Place Cabin, because it is they call it out everywhere about the 3 king suites. Because this is a high demand area and you have to know what your guest is looking for. And so well done there.
I love that. Let's move into today's very important topic, which is our predictions for 2026, okay? So we're going to share what we believe is coming for short-term rental hosts in the new year. We've based this on trends, on data, and what we're seeing ourselves, not only behind the scenes of our own business, but that of all the clients that we serve, right?
2025 was a recalibration year for a lot of hosts. Bookings softened, markets normalized, and the easy hosting era officially ended.
But 2026 isn't shaping up to be worse. In fact, we think it's going to look a lot like 2025, just with higher standards, tighter regulations, and more competition. There was a flood of new hosts with the big, beautiful bill that came into effect in 2025, and you better be ready.
We need some, like, news music here, Annette. Like, I don't know, you like when you watch the news, the music plays? Because we are going to go over the state of the STR market.
Not watching the news.
I'm not either, but we have our STR news right here, right now, okay? Let's start with the big picture. 2025 brought a modest downshift in occupancy after several years of rapid growth. Rates leveled off, supply outpaced demand in many urban and vacation-heavy markets. But the sky didn't fall. Bookings just stabilized. It just feels different after having that rapid growth, right? Guests continue to travel. Analysts expect the global short-term rental market to keep growing through 2026, but it is going to move a bit slower, more like a mature industry than a boom cycle.
The translation there, what Sarah just said then, is 2026 isn't about surviving a crash. It's about playing smarter and a tighter market, all right? So 2026 is a stable market with higher standards. Oh, higher.
If you thought they could get higher, the rest to get higher.
The floor is raising. So let's break down the six trends we expect to see this year.
Trend number one, market performance, flat is the new normal. We don't see occupancy dropping again like it did from 2024 into 2025, but we also don't see a surge. Most hosts should expect performance similar to 2025 with regional variability depending on local supply and regulation. The winners will be those who refine their pricing and guest experience, not those who hope for a rebound. So, translation, look at your 2025 numbers. Where could you have been more strategic? Were there too many gap nights between stays that you didn't put a true effort behind trying to sell? Were your guests asking for things that you didn't offer them, right? So if flat is the new normal, that doesn't mean that you can't take control of your revenue.
This is where having a relationship with your guests, that referral business, you can actually elevate. You can elevate your revenue if you are giving that elevated experience. Trend number two, and this will continue year over year, is regulations will tighten everywhere, okay? We want you to anticipate continued restrictions, more permitting, more maybe licensing caps per city, increased taxes, reporting requirements, you know, so cities are continuing, like there were some frameworks built in 2025. They're going to keep enforcing those that were built and expand them and that oversight in 2026. And I just want to share that compliance, this is not an option, okay? It's your license to operate, and it is for all of us, all right? This market, we are all in this together. You might see another host as your competition, but we are one family in the short-term rental market. All right. And here's what I want to say for those of you that don't know our story. Sarah and I actually met at a city council meeting fighting for our right for short-term rentals. They were wanting to put very, very strict restrictions in that would have really had us pivot our complete business out of short-term rentals. So the silver lining of the story, besides me meeting Sarah, is that showing up mattered. We won. Yes, we had to do some permitting, but it was good. It was taking out the bad apples. So I do, with this trend of tightening regulations, we want you to be ahead of the game, be a part of it. If you haven't yet, please go to rentresponsibly.org and sign up for their newsletter. Mm. Sign up for the group in your area. Again, we'll put it in the show notes. It is rentresponsibly.org, and you need to become a part of the movement.
Trend number three, guest standards. They're going to keep on rising. Guests now compare Airbnbs directly to hotels. Same expectations for consistency, service, and amenities.
And safety.
Yes.
And safety. That is the underlying what we have to be compliant on.
Good enough will not be enough. Clean, responsive, and reliable wins. And I hear hosts say this, well, we're not a hotel. We're a home. And I, trust me, from the bottom of my heart, I get that. There are things that the hotel industry can offer that we simply can't. And a lot of times that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
But here's what you have to understand, because actually right now, Annette and I have a challenging guest in-house. And I want to just say, like, we are not a hotel backed by millions of dollars or, you know, several maintenance people on. I want to say that to her, but at the end of the day, she does not care. And it truly, honestly doesn't matter. I just have to flip the script on my mindset of how to communicate with her, okay? So expect that. Expect more focus on guest comfort, clarity, and transparency at every touch point. The gap between a casual host and a professional host will keep on widening. And those of you who choose the professional path, you will win. Annette and I say this all the time. Have a truth-telling friend. Stay at your property before you open for business. And we also say, and Annette and I try to be very good about this ourselves, although we find ourselves being like, oh, you haven't done it in a while. Stay in your own property during operations. Like, you know, maybe once a year, go stay at it. So much so that we are opening up a few cabins on a glamping site. And instead of just having a couple truth-telling friends, we're going to have a short season of friends and family. Like, we really have to get this right. We cannot risk opening up our doors and letting our customer tell us what's wrong. We'd rather leave it to our friends and family and us being in those places more often so that we can open up those doors at like level 10 and then continue to level up from there.
Trend number four, drive to markets and 3 to 4 night stays are going to continue to dominate.
Ooh.
All right. Travel patterns are still leaning local and regional. We believe that there's still, you know, economic uncertainty. Inflation is still on the rise. And so that classic 7-night mandatory stay for a family vacation, those are being replaced with longer weekends, with 4-night escapes, okay? And so just the average family itself is changing. The way people work is changing, and we need to adapt and not force them into the 7-night stay. Like, that's just not happening. We've seen it over and over again. And the hosts that can tailor their marketing, their pricing to these shorter stays will fill their calendars faster. I cannot tell you personally the last time I have stayed in one location for 7 nights. I just went on a 2-week trip.
Yes.
But in 3 different accommodations, because I needed to be in different places.
Yeah.
And I travel a lot, but to stay in one place for 7 nights, even as a solo traveler, has not been happening. I think the last time I did a 7-night stay was because I forced at a vacation home to do it, but a lot of our family that came with us could not stay the whole time. People came late, people leaved early. The average person in my family that came to stay was for 4 nights. However, we were forced to rent it for 7.
Yeah. It's something to consider. Like, really think about that and make sure that you are looking at the data in your market to understand those trends, truly. But those drive-to markets, 3 to 4 night stays, they are going to dominate in 2026. Trend number 5, less loyalty. So what that means for us is more competitions with hotels. Travelers are mixing hotels and short-term rental stays in the same trip. So loyalty to any one platform is fading. That means you need to earn every booking with better photos, clearer communication, and reliable reviews so that your potential guest who's deciding on staying with you knows they can trust you. All right. So trust is a new loyalty. We are in a trust recession. So how can you earn the trust of someone who has not met you or been to your home? Think about that when you're building out your listing.
And then trend number six, the economic factors, kind of unchanged. We don't see, you know, it's not an election year. We're still in that post-COVID. I still think people are rebounding from that. So we don't see any crazy economic relief or pain on the horizon, which means steady demand. But also, the one thing that we will predict is we never can predict the future and what's going to happen. So the one thing that we can say is that you need to be an amazing business owner, whatever is going on with the economy, with whatever's going on with travel trends. You have to be rooted in your data.
We haven't talked about this, Annette. What are your travel plans for next year? Do you have any, are there any declarations you've made about traveling for yourself?
Yeah. And for all of you, I always have. I started this about 2 years ago.
This is cool.
I want to travel to a new location once a month. And it can be a drive too. Like, it's just getting out of my own environment and staying in a short-term rental, staying in a hotel. I want to really be in the loop on what's going on with short-term rentals, whatever those short-term rental accommodations are. So Sarah and I have business trips planned. I have personal travel planned. That's why I don't normally do the longer seven-day stays, because I like to do a quantity, like volume. I want to do two or three nights every month instead of storing up and doing 7 days, storing up and doing 7 day again, because it allows us to really be on the forefront of what's going on in travel, what's going on in hospitality, because when we go places, we're going to new restaurants, we're going to new coffee shops, we're staying with new hosts, we're staying at new hotels, and we're just really keeping a pulse. We're flying, we're driving, we're renting cars, we're doing all the things to make sure that we're really woven in to what's going on. So, and I do believe that also one of the things that I'm going to do next year too is hopefully start to live somewhere else in a short-term rental for an extended period of time. And that is also, I think, going to continue trending, is people doing more testing areas, maybe people who are retiring,
actually
not buying a second home, going to test a market. Maybe they're going to see their grandkids. Maybe there are people work from anywhere. They're starting to test out different areas without having to take that all-in plunge of buying a property.
My mom, the past 20 years with her cousin, has gone to Cape Cod every year. They do go for a week because they feel like they're forced to. Although I told her, I was like, hey, mom, you know that some people actually offer Cape Cod stay that are less than 7 days? And she was like, what? Anyway, she's toying with the idea of actually asking the host she stayed with this year, because she really liked the home, if she could stay for a whole month next year.
Let's go.
I know. So
love it.
But here's what I know to be true. And I think here's a little bonus trend for you, that I think those booking windows are going to continue to be shorter. That people are going to they have more options, so they don't feel handcuffed or nervous about not getting the home they want, or not being able to get there for a price that's reasonable. Because, first of all, everything is just a little bit more expensive than we're used to. And so those people who can travel are just going to take that on the chin and not be so tied to booking things way in advance.
Right. I know I'm going to travel every month next year, and I don't have one accommodation booked yet.
Not one. And I'm getting better at that. And I will tell you this. Not so much with flights. I do like to get my flight, not as early as I used to, but I do pay attention to when those prices will probably tick up. But I've taken a page out of Annette's book, and I really don't book my stay until maybe a week or two before I plan to go, unless there's some very specific location that I have to be at.
Right, because things change, and like the amount of people in your party change. Sometimes the location, I just had a location of an event change like a week before. So
right.
Have that flexibility. So you need to be flexible also for your guest.
All right, here's what we focus on as you plan for the year ahead. We want you to definitely audit your 2025 data. Okay, what worked? Where did you lose margin? Where's that budget for stability, not growth? Plan for the same revenue as 2025
in 2026. That way, anything extra is a win. And I don't know about you,
but that's if you had a revenue management plan in 2025.
That's true.
Actually, we know there are so many out there, so many of you out there that are not using dynamic pricing, that do not have a revenue management plan. So when we say that, it is with someone that had a very dialed in revenue management plan, because most hosts, you are leaving way too much money on the table.
Well, I guess, first of all, if you didn't have a revenue management plan in 2025,
that's what you need to do.
And you don't have one in 2026, I guess you could still. But if you finally take our advice and audit your data and decide to take control of your revenue management plan in 2026, then don't plan for the same revenue. I would actually plan to make more money in 2026. So that's a good thing.
And circling back to the regulations, listen, if you are out of compliance in any way, shape, or form, you cannot ignore local rules. That is a risk that you can actually control. So we've got to make sure we're paying our taxes. We got to make sure the homes are safe. We cannot, you know, just say, oh, I didn't know that was the licensing rules. We've got to stay compliant.
We got to upgrade your guest experience. If you already think you're a great host, okay,
how can we raise the floor again?
Let's raise the floor. How can we reinvent that? How can we perfect it? How can we refine it? Photos, responsiveness, amenities, consistency. I know that I have the opportunity to go into my places and really rethink that guest experience, okay? So plan for variability. Just like cancellations or maintenance costs, treat small dips in bookings as just normal business expense, because it should be so much better for your blood pressure if you do that. Like, just take it from us. Like, expect the unexpected a bit more in 2026. Stay nimble. Regulations, platform changes, and guest behavior are all moving targets. So keep your systems light and adaptable. So hosts who thrive in 2026 will be the ones who treat their business like it's entering its professional era.
It's a little nod to T-Swift there.
Yes. The market's maturing, so your systems, brand, the mindset, it has to mature too. All right, so if you've been putting off knowing your numbers, if you've been putting off developing a revenue management plan, I would highly suggest, if you have a New Year resolution for your business, let it be that.
Yes, the travel market, the way people traveled, short-term rentals, it is mature. It's mature now. People are expecting that. It's time for you to step up in your business.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.